to Our Lady of Lebanon Church in Washington. We're at a Divine Liturgy, or Mass, with a group called the Family of St. Charbel, USA. A handful of worshipers are chanting in Arabic. You can smell the incense coming through the sanctuary. Beneath the golden crucifix is a portrait of a white-bearded, black-hooded monk, St. Charbel, the miracle worker of Lebanon. I'm Zoe Murray, staff writer, and you're listening to the Arlington Catholic Herald podcast. We have stories you won't find anywhere else. Different things bring these people together every week, some from more than an hour away. But what everyone at Our Lady of Lebanon has in common is a love for St. Charbel. Here's Father George Sebali.
His life was very simple. It was centered around the Blessed Sacrament, prayers, and service to others. And that is what a priest is called to do. He did it a whole lot better than we can, but that's why he's a saint.
Let me get a little bit of background. Lebanon is a country nearly the size of Connecticut. It's a land praised in scriptures for its towering cedars and snow-capped mountains. It's also one that's been beset by conflict for decades. In life, the sainted monk of Anaya was known for his total devotion to God and detachment from the world. St. Charbel was born in 1828 under the Ottoman occupation of Lebanon. Growing up, he was inspired by the lives of two of his uncles, who were monks. In his 20s, he left his home and his family to join the monastery. His fellow monks reported miraculous things happening in his presence. Once, snakes were attacking the monks as they worked in the field. St. Charbel blessed the snakes, and they went away. Another time, a swarm of locusts destroyed all the crops of the surrounding area, except the monastery fields that Charbel had blessed. After some 20 years as a monk, he requested permission to become a hermit. Hours of his day were spent in preparation for Mass, and then hours spent in thanksgiving for Mass. He wore worn clothing, used a wooden log as a pillow, and ate and slept very little. Since his death in 1898, he's been known as a miracle worker. Many years after his death, his body was incorruptible and oozed blood and water. He was canonized by Pope Paul VI in 1977, and he is the first Maronite saint included in the Latin Rite calendar. His feast day is July 24th. The St. Maron Monastery, where he lived and died, receives 4.5 million pilgrims a year. The family of St. Charbel says most everyone in Lebanon knows and loves him. He's beloved, of course, by Christians and Catholics, but Druze and Muslim people have also reported being healed by him. The family of St. Charbel runs a YouTube channel with testimonies of people sharing how St. Charbel has changed their lives. Take a listen to this Lebanese Druze mother who lives in Florida. While she was pregnant, she decided to name her son after St. Charbel. And soon after, she learned her son had a congenital heart defect.
Something did not feel right. Why should I name my son Charbel? Why is it that I decided to name him Charbel? My firstborn, that I was impatiently waiting for, is born with a congenital heart defect. He needed a surgery immediately after the delivery, and then another surgery after a month and a half, and a third surgery after 2 to 3 months. He had to suffer from this condition his entire life. So I called unto Saint Charbel. I have no one to turn to but you, O Saint Charbel. You are now my only hope after God Almighty. Have mercy on my son. Especially that my sister-in-law would always tell me, Saint Charbel cured your husband in the past. He was paralyzed when he was young, and I visited Saint Charbel. People told me to visit him, and I did not know who he was. I visited him, and he cured your husband after just 2 days after the visit. So pray to him and ask him to cure his son, just as he cured him. I used to pray, but we also believed in medicine. I live in the U.S., and all the tests pointed toward a dead end. Arteries in his heart were reversed. He needed a risky surgery. The illness hits 1 in 100 persons. So we put our trust in God, prayed, and I went to the hospital to deliver. After the delivery, they took him to surgery, since everything had been planned ahead. To my surprise, the staff called my husband after 6 or 9 hours, and he came back crying. My sister-in-law, who always wore a necklace with St. Charbel's picture, told the doctor, that Saint Charbel will perform the surgery. Of course, no one minded her or commented on what she said. Science and medicine proved that our son needed a surgery. My husband started calling out to his sister while crying, telling her that they needed to see the doctor. They went and saw that the doctor and the entire medical team were shocked. Many medical professionals were present during the surgery in case of emergency, since our son was a newborn. All the doctors present were shocked and insisted that what had happened had no scientific explanation.
She says the doctor told her the boy was fine, and there was only a minor issue they would follow up on in a couple of months. When they brought their son for a follow-up, the doctor said he was completely healthy. In thanksgiving for what they consider a miraculous healing, they had their son baptized. For us in the Arlington Diocese, it'd be a long pilgrimage to travel to Anaya to see St. Charbel's monastery. But lucky for us, in 2017, the family of St. Charbel worked with the National Grotto Shrine in Emmitsburg, Maryland, to install a statue of their namesake. A relic of St. Charbel rests in the wall by the statue. I know I plan to say a prayer to the saint the next trip there. To read more about St. Charbel, pick up a copy of our December 5th print issue. Go to catholicherald.com/subscribe. This episode was produced by Mary Stachira Lopez with help from Matt Riedel. Thanks for listening.